When a patient rings the bell after completing cancer treatment, we celebrate one more step toward healing. And with the new UAMS Baptist Health Cancer Center, we celebrate the trusted choice in cancer care. The two greatest healthcare forces in Arkansas have come together to deliver second-to-none treatments with the latest technology, all in celebration of you. Learn more at baptist-healthcancercenter.com. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
As they take the 34-14 victory. Guys, what you got?
I'm still dancing, guys. That's all I got. All I got is dance moves tonight.
We're way too close up in this business to be dancing.
Yeah, we're so close. That's borderline grinding. I'm going to shut it down right now. I'm going to shut it down.
Mark, what kind of stats you got for us, man?
Oh, man. It was a great night for the Bombers tonight. 8 total passes. That's between Brantley and Miller. 5 completions, 50 yards. 47 rush attempts for 308 yards, averaging 6.55 every time you touch it.
Let's go.
As far as the defense, holding them to 2 scores only. Defense had a ton of quarterback hurries, a interception. They had a fumble. We also had that kickoff fumble. Lots of turnovers. Airy 1-3. He got what he asked for here on homecoming night. And overall, the team just played well. Not many penalties. I've got a grand total of 6 penalties, 4 penalties for the Bombers, or excuse me, 5, with 6, maybe 7 for Russellville.
Yeah, one of those took a touchdown off the board, though, on that last call there from Dunlap. But, hey, we'll take it nonetheless, right?
So 2 things going on simultaneously, guys. I want to give a big shout-out to NAEC for sponsoring our post-game show. Guys, Eli Jones, Jay Jones works there. Eli and Adam are both kids of NAEC employees. Eston Ford, Caleb Perdue, Alexis Estes, Pierce Blackman, Whitten Coleman, and the list goes on and on. But also simultaneously, and I'm going to agree, from the text line, we have a request that Eli Jones gets his own theme song. So I promise next week Eli Jones will have
a theme one for the song.
We will debut it. Making all your requests happen on the post game.
That's right. You know, huge win here, guys. This sets us up. I haven't heard the final yet on that Southside and Shiloh game. Shiloh had come back to make it 20-17, trailing by 3, trying to get a final on that. But, guys, this is going to set us up really, really good for that for that home playoff game.
That's right. I think that's the big goal. That's what that, in my opinion, that's what I said at the start of the season. And to get a home playoff game, that's when you start to see, you know, an opportunity for youth to come out, an opportunity to get the community back involved. A home playoff game changes everything.
So you mentioned tonight's post game brought to you NAEC powered by or next powered by NAEC, NAEC Connections, Adam or Eli Jones and Barrett Miller. Both had huge games. Hey, our own Russ Rawls, Dr. Rawls, was able to catch up with both of those two post-game. Russ, you there?
All right, guys, we got a 34-14 win for the Bombers. I got Eli Jones and Barrett Miller. We'll start with you, Barrett. Brantley goes down with an injury. You have to step up. Tell me about that.
Well, I would say I was pretty unprepared. I haven't taken many quarterback reps, but the O-line and Chinny really helped me out. Coach Ack cared with play calling to me, and I don't know, really helped me out.
Great job. You and Chinny both went over 100 yards tonight. So two backs going for 100. Tell us about homecoming Mountain Home next week. Got Siloam Springs. Tell us about that.
Well, got to get past this one. And Siloam, they're not – can't just not think about them, man. It's like it's homecoming. It's homecoming. They got – we used to play them in homecoming. I mean, like, it's disrespectful. And they're going to play hard, so we better prepare.
Got to be ready because they're going to be ready. Eli, like Barrett just said, this was – their homecoming game, which is a little bit of sign of disrespect. Tell us about what you saw on the defensive side tonight.
Well, we knew that we'd have to dominate them up front. You know, they were pretty good at running the ball. Luckily, we got up pretty good on them. We got up quick. In the second half, we were up a lot. So that gave us the freedom to set back and play some good pass coverage and not allow them to come back.
Awesome. Great game tonight, guys. Looking forward to a big Bomber win on homecoming. Go Bombers.
Yeah, man, I love Russ planting that seed. It's homecoming. Don't get disrespected, but also plant that seed. Don't let somebody come in and take it from you. Great job there and by Eli and Barrett on that.
That's right. Tonight's post-game show brought to you by NAEC. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's most convenient payment method is an automatic bank draft. Enrolling is free and ensures that bills paid each time, you know, on time each month and eliminates the cost of a stamp. Visit or a trip to the drive-thru. Call 870-425-2144 1-800-941 or stop by NAC's office to enroll in Bank Draft. NAC, we appreciate them picking up the postgame show.
So, guys, you heard that a little bit in that postgame moving forward. We do have Cylone coming up. But you heard Brantley's out. Brantley with an injury. I'm hearing a little rumors of kind of what may be going on. We'll let them just give that information out as they want to. I know there's a radiograph or x-ray coming up this week to determine the exact cause or what's going on. However, if Brantley's able to come back, that's awesome, right? Maybe you look at Cylone and you say, okay, can we get by without him and that? If he's out for an extended period of time, Barrett's your guy, right? You got to look at Barrett. And then we become a running quarterback and dual threat back there. I don't know we might not be in okay shape.
I think we'll be in okay shape. I mean, look, this is football. It's next man up. As the season goes on, all these players, not just some of these players, went through spring ball. All these players went through summer. They went through summer camp. All these players should be prepared to see the field when their number's called. And you're going to see that as the season progresses and guys get dinged and nicked and cut and hurt. And you just got to be precautionary with some of these guys. When your number's called, it's next man up.
That's right. I think big hats off tonight to Coach Ack. I mean, Barrett touched on it a touch, but you know, he had to reformulate the entire game plan on the fly, and to be able to do that and come out with a 20-point victory. I mean, that's pretty incredible. You got to think if Brantley's not able to go, that act with a little bit more game plan time, I mean, even a better opportunity next week.
Yeah, and, you know, once again, you know, that's what you get when you get with seasoned veteran coaches. They're able to make that call. Great job to the coaches. Great job, Coach Harry, on the defense. Great job, Coach Ack. All the guys, the receivers running. I mean, just having these guys ready. Guys, this was fun, boys.
This might be the funnest one yet.
I loved it. I had fun. Guess what time it is?
Time to dance.
It's time to dance with the queen. I am ready to get out of this sweatbox with you boys, to be honest with you. Guys, we've enjoyed it. This has been fun. We got D-Con on the producer. He's teaching Sam. Sambo's over there on our producer working it. Kurt Drury on the film. Matt Sharp back in the studios at KTLO Classic Hits 101.7, putting this game out on the radio webs. Tobias, I'm Brad Barkley. It's been fun, boys. Russ Rawls on the sideline. There's a lot that makes this happen. Guys, we enjoyed this. The trip back north is going to be fun.
Absolutely. Hey, if you're a youth football player or you want to see more football this weekend, the last home game for the blue team, Bomber Stadium, 9 a.m. tomorrow with third grade kicking off. If you're a gold team person, we're traveling west. We're heading to Prairie Grove to play them. And so there's more football to be had. Make sure and get your fill of it while it's fall.
Try to come out, support those kids. Also, that will stream on Bomber Sports Network, so you'll be able to check that on YouTube. They'll get that going. Good luck to all those. And then now, kids, time to go to bed.
That's right. Go to sleep.
Rest up. Get rested up. We got winning tomorrow. Get in bed and get ready to get up in the morning and get it done.
Let's go, boys. I enjoyed it. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network. Hey, we'll do it again next Friday. It's been fun, boys.
We'll see you at homecoming.
For over 70 years, we at the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas have had our game face on. Our passion for delivering reliable, affordable power to every corner of Arkansas is stronger than ever. And with 17 electric distribution cooperatives, we cover more than 60% of Arkansas. That's power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, winter, spring, summer, and cool fall football Friday nights. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday night lights.
Your business is up against a lot of things these days. Inflation costs, workforce issues, federal overreach. The list of things keeping you up at night keeps getting longer. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, is here to help. We are constantly working to improve the business climate and make Arkansas as competitive as possible. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, works tirelessly for your business so you can rest easy. Join us today.
When you share the story of your summer vacation, will people lean in or tune out? When you tell them you spent one morning in a four-story treehouse and that afternoon at the world's largest indoor Tesla coil, you'll have their attention. When you explain that you took your kids on thrill rides and a sunset lake cruise in the span of a few hours, they'll be hooked. And when you say you enjoyed a relaxing soak in the city's famous thermal spring water, well, then they'll just be jealous because they didn't go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. For more info, visit hotsprings.org.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Every player on the football team has an important job so the team can reach its goal and success. Join our team at Lexicon right now, and we'll help you reach your goals and success. Lexicon offers free on-the-job training through our own Lexicon University. We also offer competitive pay, comprehensive benefits, an on-site health clinic, annual bonus program, and more. Check out lexicon-inc.com/football and help us build America one project at a time.
Daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
The NFL and the American Cancer Society created Crucial Catch to help more people catch cancer early, especially in communities with the greatest need. The five-year survival rate for many cancers is over 90% when detected early. Don't wait. Early detection can save lives. Visit nfl.com/crucialcatch to find your local cancer screening resources and learn how to reduce your cancer risk.
And good evening, everyone. Once again, from the studios, we welcome you back to the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative postgame show. Matt Sharp joining you for the rest of this postgame coverage following Mount Holmes 34-14 win over Roseville tonight. A big win for the Bombers as they will be going into a homecoming next week with a record of 5-1 overall and a 2-1 in the 6A West. Let's take a look at what else is going on tonight. First off, in the 6A West this evening, let's see. We've got one final score already. Greenwood, who is ranked third in the state overall, number one in Class 6A, beat up on Siloam Springs by a score of 62-7. Shiloh Christian, who is ranked 10th in the state overall and number three in Class 6A. Has been losing to Fort Smith Southside, and the last score we had was from the third quarter, and that was still the case. But they had made a comeback. The Mavericks were up on the Saints 20-17, and also in the last score we had from the third quarter was Lake Hamilton leading Van Buren by a score of 27-3. Taking a look at what's going on. On the local level, Yellville Summit hosting Mountain View tonight for their annual Turkey Trot game. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. Salem going down to the wire with Atkins this evening. Their Greyhounds trailing the Red Devils 40-36 in the fourth quarter. Israel County ended up losing tonight to McCrory by a final score of 52-14. Melbourne playing at Mayflower this evening. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. Harrison playing at home tonight against Clarksville. And let's see, the latest update on that one. That one is in the fourth quarter. The Goblins dominating the Panthers by a score of 35-0. Taking a look at the Arkansas Sports Media top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned. There was one final that from Thursday night. Little Rock Parkview, who's ranked number 5 overall and number 1 in Class 5A, shut out Hope last night by a score of 72-0. As far as tonight's competition, number 1 Bright, who's also number 1 in Class 7A, hosting a 6th-ranked Pulaski Academy, who is also number 4 in Class 7A. That game is still in progress. Last score we had was actually in the third quarter. The Hornets of Bryant were up on the Bruins by a score of 21-14. Conway, who was ranked 2nd overall and in Class 7A, leading Cabot 49-7 in the third quarter. Number 4, Fayetteville, who's also number 3 in Class 7A, breezing past Fort Smith Northside 42-7 in the fourth quarter. Number 7, Benton, who is also number 2 in Class 6A, leading Sheridan 49-12 in the third quarter. It was number 8, Rogers, who was also number 5 in Class 7A, defeating Bentonville West earlier tonight by a score of 38-3. And number 9, Bentonville, playing Heritage tonight over in Rogers. And it looks like that game is in. Last score we had was in the third quarter. The Tigers up by a score of 48-0. We're going to take another break and talk about what else is going on amongst other ranked teams and also look at what's going on the eight-man level when we come back. Again, Mount Home defeats Russellville tonight 34-14. You're listening to the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1957, Arkansas Capital has been empowering entrepreneurs, helping businesses thrive, watching communities prosper, and making dreams become reality. Arkansas Capital is a beacon of hope for businesses seeking a fresh start or growth capital by providing a variety of financing solutions. But Arkansas Capital isn't just a financing corporation. We're your partners in growth. Put our 145 years of combined experience to work for you. With over $500 million in loans to facilitate projects, Arkansas Capital is dedicated to your success. Learn more at arcapital.com. That's arcapital.com.
Saracen Casino is Arkansas's closest place to play, and this month, you could win Toyota's all-new first-edition Land Cruiser from Trotter Toyota. This new-look Land Cruiser is the perfect example of legendary styling, and it could be yours on October 26th just for playing your favorite slot and table games at Saracen Casino. Take your chance at winning a first-edition Land Cruiser.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Did you know that Henderson State University offers a nurturing classroom environment with caring faculty who will invest in your career success? You can learn a lot at Henderson. Come check us out. Visit hsu.edu/getready for additional information. Did you know that Henderson State University offers the only aviation degree in Arkansas? You can learn a lot at Henderson. Come fly with us. Visit hsu.edu/aviation for additional information.
What does care look like through the years? From the first memories, to the treasured moments. From life's accomplishments, to life's challenges. We're here for you, body and mind. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has been taking care of families for more than 75 years, providing health insurance and peace of mind with the kind of coverage that ensures your best days are ahead. Take good care, Arkansas.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Welcome you back here on Classic Hits 101.7 to the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's postgame show after Mount Home defeats Russellville by a score of 34-14. Let's take a look at what else is going on. We've already gone through all the games in the Class 7A Top 5, looking at the Class 6A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned. Number 4, Marion, hosting and beating West Memphis by a score of 35-3. That was the last score we had from the third quarter. And 5th-ranked Little Rock Catholic was leading Jonesboro in the third quarter by a score of 20-7. Looking at the Class 5A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 2, Joe T. Robinson, playing at home tonight against Whitehall. And let's see if that game may have gone final. Let me see if I can find that real quick. And nope, that game has gone foul, or at least not that we know of. Last score we had was from the third quarter. Senators up on Whitehall by a score of 21-0. Also, number three, Valley View, playing host and leading win by a score of 31-0 in the third quarter. Number four, Hot Springs Lakeside, at home tonight against Texarkana. And that game has gone final. The Rams defeat the Razorbacks by a score of 42-7. And number five, Morrilton, playing at P. Ridge this evening. And let's see if we've got the update on that game. Last score we had was actually from the second quarter. The Devil Dogs were up 14-6. Looking at the Class 4A top five, Elkins, another top-ranked team, was leading Lincoln by a score of 28-0 in the second quarter. Number two, Arkadelphia, was up on Fountain Lake 35-0 in the second quarter. In addition, number three, Mills, is leading Forest City 55-12 in the fourth quarter. And number four, Warren, playing at home tonight. And last score we had was they were up on Hamburg 28-7 in the second quarter. And number five, Malvern, was leading Ashdown 24-0. That was the last score we had from the second quarter. Looking at the Class 3A top five, number one, Boonville, was up on Greenland 27-14 in the third quarter. Number two, Prescott, ended up defeating Camden Harmony Grove in a big way, 66-22, the final score there. Number three, Rivercrest, playing at home tonight and defeating Hoxie by a score of 42-7. Fourth-ranked Fordyce, playing at Palestine Wheatley. Last score he had was from the third quarter. The Red Bugs were up by a score of 22-7. Newport, who is currently tied for fifth, was playing tonight at Osceola. And last score he had was from the third quarter. The Greyhounds were losing to the Seminoles 15-14. Bismarck is tied with Newport for that number five ranking. And they're hosting FAC tonight. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. Looking at the Class 2A top five, number one, Carlisle, was leading Hampton 47-6 in the third quarter. Number two, Conway Christian, up on Johnson County Westside 41-0. That was the last score we had from the third quarter there as well. Number three, Mark Tree, was losing to a fourth-ranked Desark by a score of 46-30 in the third quarter. And number five, Bigelow, playing at Mountain Pine tonight. We have not seen a score update on that one as of yet either. On the eight-man level, one area team playing tonight. Marshall is home against Rosebud. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. Number one, Strong, hosting Marvel tonight. Haven't seen an update on that one as of yet either. Number two, Cedar Ridge, hosting Southside B Branch. No score update on that one. And also number three, Midland, playing at Augusta. Have not seen a score update on that one as of yet either. So that's a look at what else is going on around the state. We're going to take one more break, come back, and put a wrap on tonight's broadcast. Again, Mountain Home defeats Russellville 34-14 as we'll continue along here on the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's postgame show. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all have our traditions, from Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange. Because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
Arkansans have trusted the expert surgical teams at Baptist Health for more than a century. And through the years, we've excelled at surgery that puts the patient first. Heart surgery, orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery, breast cancer surgery, and any surgical challenge you face. At Baptist Health, we put all our effort into perfecting one very particular type of surgery, yours. Learn more at baptist-health.com. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Finding your place is more than just a location. It's about discovering your purpose, exploring your passions on a campus that feels like home.
At A-State, you can achieve at the highest levels, form lasting relationships, and support the Red Wolves, both on campus and in the wild. Whether you're into research, the arts, healthcare, or maybe something else, there's a place for you at Arkansas State University. Find your place in the pack. Visit astate.edu to learn more.
Little Rock is where you'll be amazed by everything that awaits every member of your family. Explore sites like the Little Rock Zoo or hike to the top of Central Arkansas at Pinnacle Mountain State Park. Learn about the world around us at the Museum of Discovery. And at the Central Arkansas Nature Center, you can see alligators up close right in downtown. You can tour the Oval Office at the Clinton Presidential Library and walk in the footsteps of civil rights pioneers at historic Central High School. One experience and you'll be big on Little Rock. Learn more at littlerock.com today.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus.
And we welcome you back one more time to the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Following Mountain Home's 34-14 win at Russellville tonight. Real quickly, we got the final score. Looks like Shiloh Christian pretty much took care of business in that second half. They came back and defeated Fort Smith Southside by a score of 38-20. So the Mavericks were up 20-3 at one point, and then it looks like the Saints ended up scoring 35 unanswered to get the win. So it looks like the Shiloh's pretty much probably going to hang on to their rankings when the next Arkansas sports media polls come out. So again, Mountain Home, a big win tonight, improves to 5-1 on the season, 2-1 in the 6A West, and they'll be back at home next week. It'll actually be our homecoming this time, as the Bombers will play host to Siloam Springs. We hope you can make it out, but if you can't, we'll begin our coverage around 5:15 with Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas High School Game Day. And then that'll be followed by Dylan Conley hosting the Bomber Buzz. And then we'll hear from Brad Tobias and Barkley over at the Bomber Stadium around 6:15 that evening. So if you can't make it to the game, be sure you tune in for all the coverage on Classic Hits 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. So again, that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. Do want to invite you to stick around, though, because coming up in just a few minutes, it will be the newest edition of the Simmons Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Rex Nelson and Richard Atkinson will be along to bring you all the scores from around the state. They'll be joining you from 10 until midnight, so be sure you tune in then. So again, thank you to Brad Tobias and Barkley out at the stadium. Thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from Cyclone Stadium, the Mountain Home Bombers 34 and the Russellville Cyclones 14. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, James Boyette State Farm, North Arkansas Dental Group, The Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, and White River Materials. Join us again next time the Bombers take on the field for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.